Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Gemba Kaizen by Masaaki Imai, a pivotal work that introduces the transformative Japanese business philosophy of Kaizen. This philosophy, centered on continuous improvement, aims to revolutionize working standards through the reduction of waste and the enhancement of efficiency, all while minimizing costs. Imai, a renowned authority on the subject and founder of the Kaizen Institute Consulting Group, offers insights into the crucial aspects of Kaizen that contribute to building lean business strategies, providing a practical framework for organizations worldwide. Who should tune into this exploration of Gemba Kaizen? Whether you're directly involved in production, a manager overseeing standardized processes, intrigued by Japanese management philosophies, or simply looking to refine your workflow, this book holds valuable lessons on the power of incremental improvements and the impact they can have on a business's success. Join us as we unpack the principles of Kaizen and how they can be applied to foster a culture of continuous improvement and operational excellence. The Gemba Kaizen, a common sense approach to a continuous improvement strategy. Introduction: Unlock efficiency, mastering the art of more with less. Picture yourself in post-war Japan, a country picking up the pieces after devastating conflict. Factories are in ruins, half the workforce is gone, and resources are frightfully scarce. Yet from these ashes rose a phoenix of industrial might, as Japanese businesses not only survived but thrived, mastering the art of achieving more with minimal resources. This historical turnaround wasn't the result of a technological revolution, but a philosophical one. And this philosophy, accessible to any manager willing to learn, is waiting to transform your business operations as well. Enter the world of Gemba Kaizen, a strategy that has propelled companies across the globe to mimic the lean, mean efficiency of Japanese manufacturing. This isn't just about cutting costs or tightening belts. It's a nuanced approach to systematically improving every aspect of your business processes, ensuring that every resource is maximized and every employee is engaged in the quest for betterment. In our journey through the realms of Gemba Kaizen, we uncover practical wisdom and straightforward tactics to elevate productivity without the need for pricey tech upgrades or overhauls. You'll discover how embracing what many see as bureaucratic red tape can, paradoxically, streamline your operations, making you more productive. The seemingly simple act of asking why 5 times reveals itself as a powerful tool to unearth the root of problems, ensuring that solutions are both effective and enduring. Moreover, we'll explore a counterintuitive marker of managerial success. The less time a manager spends sequestered in their office, the more in tune they are likely to be with the lifeblood of their operations. This ground-level engagement is not just about oversight, but about fostering a culture of continuous improvement, where ideas flow freely, and innovation is not the monopoly of the executive suite. As we delve into these insights, remember that the battlefield of modern business rarely forgives complacency. In an age where doing more with less is not just an advantage but a necessity, Gemba Kaizen offers a beacon of efficiency. Whether you're leading a startup or steering a multinational, the principles of Gemba Kaizen hold the promise of transforming your operations, making your business not just a player but a pacesetter in the relentless game of industry. Part 1. Unveiling Gemba Kaizen, the powerhouse of employee-driven productivity. As the quest for higher productivity becomes ever more pressing in today's competitive business environment, it's tempting to consider external consultants or the latest technology as the go-to solutions. But what if the key to unlocking a treasure trove of productivity didn't involve adding more layers but stripping them away? Welcome to the world of Gemba Kaizen, a strategy that turns conventional wisdom on its head by emphasizing elimination over addition for productivity gains. At the heart of this strategy lies the concept of muda, or waste, those pesky, energy-draining activities that contribute nothing to the final outcome of your processes. From unnecessary steps in production, delays due to inefficient transportation, to even the simple act of walking too much within the workplace, Muda manifests in many forms, all of which Gemba Kaizen aims to eliminate. Consider the case of a U.S. hospital that decided to reevaluate the layout of its premises. By recognizing the excessive walking by staff as Muda and reconfiguring their spaces, the hospital not only slashed miles off the daily journeys of its employees, but also enabled them to achieve 100% of their tasks in half the usual time. Such is the transformative potential of addressing Muda head on. Yet, the brilliance of Gemba Kaizen does not merely lie in identifying and eliminating waste. Its true power is realized in the hands of the very people who are closest to the work, the employees. Rather than leaving improvement initiatives to managers or outside consultants, Gemba Kaizen places this responsibility squarely with those who know the processes best. These frontline workers become the architects of efficiency, tapping into their day-to-day experiences to spot opportunities for refinement that others might overlook. By empowering employees to take charge of the quest for betterment, Gemba Kaizen fosters an environment where continuous improvement is not just encouraged, but expected from everyone, at every level of the organization. In such a culture, the pursuit of productivity becomes a collective endeavor, where each increment of improvement, no matter how small, contributes to the larger goal of streamlining operations. Thus, Gemba Kaizen redefines what it means to enhance productivity. It's not about grand gestures or substantial investments, but about leveraging the insights and ingenuity of your workforce to systematically weed out inefficiencies. In doing so, it illustrates that the path to greater productivity and ultimately success lies not in the resources you add, but in the waste you remove, making it a potent, low-cost strategy for any company aiming to do more with less. Part 2, Gemba Kaizen. A universal key to efficiency beyond the factory floor. When the term Gemba Kaizen bubbles into a conversation, images of bustling factories and the whir of machinery might spring to mind. It's a natural connection, given its storied roots in revitalizing Toyota's post-war production line. But to pigeonhole Gemba Kaizen into the confines of manufacturing is to overlook its profound versatility and adaptability across a myriad of industries. Gemba Kaizen's journey began in an era when Japan faced severe resource constraints, catalyzing a movement towards maximal efficiency. Toyota, under the stewardship of Toyoda Kichiro and the visionary industrial engineer Taichi Ono, pioneered the Toyota production system, embedding Kaizen principles into its DNA. This commitment to continuous improvement and thriftiness wasn't just about business survival. It became a national ethos, especially significant in a country like Japan, where natural resources were scarce and the promise of lifetime employment made employee development crucial. Fast forward to today, and Gemba Kaizen's influence spans far beyond the realms of industrial manufacturing. Its core tenet, enhancing productivity by trimming the fat from processes, finds resonance across sectors as varied as healthcare and public administration. In the healthcare sector, for instance, the adaptation of Gemba Kaizen principles through clinical pathways has been transformative. This approach, focusing on streamlining the treatment processes for specific diseases, not only boosts patient outcomes but also drives down costs, showcasing the model's efficacy beyond conventional industrial settings. Similarly, the lean administrative processes championed by Gemba Kaizen have redefined efficiency in public sector operations. From streamlining bureaucratic processes, like issuing birth certificates, to revamping urban management strategies to ensure cleaner, safer cityscapes, the influence of Kaizen is unmistakable. Some Romanian cities stand testament to this, having embraced Kaizen philosophy to rejuvenate their urban centers. This omnipresence of Gemba Kaizen across various sectors underscores its foundational premise: The pursuit of improvement and waste reduction is not domain-specific, but a universal principle applicable anywhere. From the bustling floors of a car factory to the hushed hallways of a hospital, and even into the intricate workings of city administration. So, what starts as a quest to refine manufacturing processes unfurls into a broad-spectrum strategy for enhancive change, proving that the essence of Gemba Kaizen, relentless improvement and waste elimination, knows no bounds. Whether you're looking to optimize a production line, streamline patient care pathways, or revitalize administrative efficiency, Gemba Kaizen offers a blueprint for transformation that transcends industry boundaries, inviting every organization to embark on a journey of continuous, lean improvement. Part 3. The Remarkable Efficiency of Flexibility, Learning from Nature's Playbook. In the quest for unparalleled efficiency, we often overlook the finest examples offered by nature itself. Take, for instance, the modest ant colony, a paragon of impeccable organization and effectiveness. The secret to their success? A robust system of simple yet flexible standard processes. This natural phenomenon holds a lesson for us. The adoption of standards can significantly elevate our operational efficiency. Standards are essentially the optimum way of performing tasks at any given moment. By establishing clear standards, companies can set clear expectations, ensuring that every member knows their role, thereby reducing errors that stem from the variability of individual approaches. Remember the relief and clarity that comes with understanding the set standards when you're the new kid on the block at your workplace. That's the power of well-defined standards at play. However, the true magic happens when these standards are not static, but evolve with the company. Imagine a scenario where an employee devises a better method to tackle a problem. By adapting standards to incorporate this new solution, not only does the innovation get preserved and disseminated across the organization, but it also signals to every employee that their contributions are valued and can lead to tangible changes. Consider the simplicity of an assembly line worker who decides to keep a toolbox in front instead of repeatedly turning around. This minor adjustment could significantly increase productivity by cutting down on wasted movements. Such clever first-hand solutions, when standardized, can streamline processes and boost morale, instilling a sense of ownership and pride in employees. This approach to standards is not just theoretical. Take the joint venture between a European and a Japanese electronics manufacturer in 1961. Both utilized identical machinery, yet the Japanese factory outshined with a productivity rate of 99.2%, solely attributed to their adept use of standards, compared to the European rate of 98%. This stark difference underscores the immense potential of standards to enhance output, even when the physical tools remain the same. Yet the journey towards efficiency doesn't end with establishing standards. The principle of self-discipline plays a crucial role in sustaining these standards and ensuring continuous improvement, a core tenet of the Kaizen philosophy. As we adopt flexible standards inspired by nature's unmatched efficiency, we must also cultivate the self-discipline necessary to maintain and evolve these standards, ensuring they grow alongside our businesses and continue to serve as a foundation for success. Part 4. Forging Excellence Through Self-Discipline, the 5 S's of Efficiency. In the heart of the Japanese workplace, or Gemba, the sacred place where value is birthed, lies a fundamental belief in self-discipline. It is this very discipline that underpins the transformative practices of Kaizen, guiding principles that pave the way for efficiency and streamlined operations. Central to this philosophy are 5 practices known as the 5 S's, each building upon the last to create an environment where excellence is not just pursued, but lived daily. The journey begins with Siri, the act of sorting and sifting through the Gemba to identify and eliminate the unnecessary. Picture a leader, red tape in hand, marking items that seem out of place or superfluous. Workers are then given a voice, a chance to defend the necessity of the items marked for removal. This process not only clears the physical space, but also encourages a collective scrutiny of what's truly essential for the work at hand. Next steps onto the scene is siton, the practice of setting things in order. It's about creating a logical system where every necessary item has a designated place, easily accessible to all. This eradicates wasted time and the frustration of searching, enabling a smooth flow in the workplace. Following seiton is seiso, the imperative of sweeping or cleaning the work environment. This step goes beyond mere tidiness, fostering a sense of pride and respect for the workspace, and by extension, the work being done. The fourth step, seiketsu, challenges us to systematize the principles of seiri, seiton, and seiso, integrating them into the daily rhythm of the workplace. It's about embedding a sustainable culture of orderliness and cleanliness that becomes second nature to every team member, culminating in shitsuke. The fifth S stands for sustaining and standardizing the habits and improvements achieved through the preceding practices. More than just adherence, shitsuke is about cultivating a deep-rooted self-discipline that turns these tasks into intrinsic behaviors, a natural part of the workflow that doesn't need to be enforced because it's become inherent. The rigor with which some Japanese companies uphold these practices speaks volumes of their commitment to efficiency. One telling anecdote involves Japanese managers considering the acquisition of a German factory. Upon witnessing workers smoking within the gemba, they immediately abandoned the purchase, citing a lack of self-discipline as a deal-breaker. Thus, the five S's serve as the skeletal framework upon which the Kaizen philosophy flourishes. By fostering a well-ordered gemba, companies set the stage for further refining practices like visual management and waste reduction, techniques that we'll explore further. The essence of the five S's is simple. In the disciplined application of these practices lies the key to unlocking unparalleled workplace efficiency and effectiveness. Part 5. Enhancing efficiency through the lens of visual management. In a world where the term visual thinkers is becoming increasingly common, it's important to remember that, at our core, we all comprehend and connect with visuals far more intuitively than with abstract text or spoken words. This innate preference for visuals is precisely what makes visual management such a powerful tool in streamlining work processes and boosting productivity. Visual management leverages simple yet potent visual aids, such as charts, symbols, and diagrams, to demystify work processes and provide easily digestible information at a glance. This method not only aids in swiftly pinpointing issues, but also in upholding high standards of operation, without the exhaustive need for verbal explanations or detective work by managers during their routine rounds. Consider the efficacy of using symbols to designate specific stations for workers. A manager perusing the gemba can instantly recognize if an employee is not in their assigned spot, signaling a potential issue that requires attention. Such immediate visual cues streamline communication and enhance the efficiency of problem detection and resolution. Moreover, visual management turns the spotlight on areas ripe for improvement. For instance, employing a whiteboard to chart out daily objectives, completed tasks, and ongoing projects offers a bird's-eye view of the day's productivity. It can swiftly illuminate disparities in workflow or output, such as when one tire production line outpaces another, enabling quick adjustments like redistributing workers to balance the speed of operations, ensuring seamless synchronization. But visual management does more than just troubleshoot and optimize. It serves as a powerful motivational force. The visual representation of goals and progress, much like the satisfaction derived from ticking off items on a to-do list, can be immensely gratifying. Displaying daily, weekly, or monthly progress on a chart not only fosters a sense of accomplishment, but also injects a dose of motivation, driving employees to maintain or even increase their pace of work. In essence, visual management marries simplicity with impact. It transforms complex workflows into understandable, manageable segments and empowers both managers and employees to keep standards high and improvements ongoing. In the ever-evolving landscape of workplace efficiency, visual management stands out as a cost-effective, intuitive strategy that allows teams to focus on what truly matters, achieving their best work. As we navigate through the intricacies of Gemba Kaizen, it becomes evident that the journey toward operational excellence is multifaceted, with visual management playing a crucial role. Now, as we shift our focus to the broader picture, it's time to examine how upper management can embody and facilitate these principles, ensuring a cohesive, productive environment from top to bottom. Part 6, Leading by Example. The CEO's pivotal role in championing Kaizen. The essence of Gemba Kaizen transcends mere strategy. It embodies a cultural paradigm that must permeate from the top down. For it to truly take root and flourish, it requires more than just a nod of approval from upper management. It demands active participation and exemplification by the company's leader. The analogy is clear. Just as the brain initiates movements that the body follows, a CEO must spearhead Kaizen initiatives for the organization to move in unison toward efficiency and productivity. A CEO's commitment to Kaizen must be unequivocal, signaling to the entire company that this is not merely a passing trend, but a fundamental shift in how business is conducted. Resistance to change is a natural human inclination, and within the context of organizational transformation, it's the CEO who must take up the mantle of persuasion, demonstrating through action that the path of Kaizen is non-negotiable. Art Byrne, the lean manufacturing trailblazer, exemplifies this leadership style. With each new stewardship, he personally indoctrinates the management team in the ways of Kaizen, making it unmistakably clear that its principles are critical to the company's future success, and his commitment is absolute. He does not shy away from making hard decisions about those who are unwilling to adapt. Moreover, a CEO's engagement with Gemba Kaizen isn't confined to boardroom directives. It involves a hands-on approach that vividly illustrates commitment. Imagine a CEO who not only preaches self-discipline, but also practices it visibly, such as by taking turns to clean the office toilets. This act of humility and dedication is a powerful testament to the depth of their belief in Kaizen principles, setting a high bar for every member of the organization to emulate. Forward-thinking leadership is another cornerstone of effective Kaizen implementation. Dwelling on past failures offers little towards building a future of continuous improvement. Instead, ambitious goals that stretch the organization, like aiming for a 5% reduction in task completion time, fuels perpetual growth and positions the company to constantly chase higher benchmarks of efficiency. However, being a passionate advocate for Kaizen is only part of the equation. As we dig deeper into the tenets of effective leadership within the Kaizen framework, we find that there's more to shaping a lean, dynamic organization than sheer enthusiasm. Stay tuned as we unveil another critical layer of leadership that ensures the enduring success of the Kaizen journey. Part 7, Embracing the Gemba, the Heartbeat of Effective Management. In the intricate dance of maintaining and elevating workplace standards, a manager's place is not behind the veil of an office door, but amidst the vibrant pulse of the Gemba, the very ground where value is created and challenges emerge. Standards, the skeleton of operational excellence, demand vigilant upkeep and a hands-on approach to both identify problems and forge solutions. Imagine a scenario within a bustling pizza kitchen, where the afternoon brings not just the rush of orders but the recurring spoilage of mozzarella. The resolution, frequent hand-washing by the staff, transforms into a new standard, embedding a higher level of hygiene into the daily rhythm. However, without a manager's vigilance in enforcing this practice, such critical adjustments risk fading into oblivion. This continuous cycle of improvement is not just an operational necessity, it's the lifeline of a company's future. Managers, therefore, are called to be the standard bearers of innovation and excellence precisely where it matters most, the Gemba. It's here, in the thick of action, that opportunities to eliminate waste, Muda, and drive progress are most palpable. The ethos of Gemba management is perhaps best epitomized by Soichiro Honda, whose legendary leadership was marked not by the confines of an executive office, but by his constant presence on the factory floor. Honda's example illustrates a profound truth. Visibility and engagement by leaders in the Gemba not only uncovers avenues for improvement, but also serves as a powerful catalyst for employee motivation. For a manager, the Gemba is both a battlefield and a sanctuary, a place where the dual mandates of upkeep and enhancement converge. It's in this dynamic environment that managers truly get to know their teams, building trust and a shared commitment to the principles of Gemba Kaizen. Such mutual respect and understanding between management and workers is not just beneficial, but essential for cultivating a culture of continuous improvement, lifting the entire organization towards higher standards of excellence. In essence, the call for managers to work within the throes of the Gemba is more than a directive. It's an invitation to witness, firsthand, the fruit of their leadership and to actively participate in the ongoing journey of refinement and advancement. It underscores a fundamental Kaizen principle. The path to sustained success is forged not from a distance, but from the heart of the action. Final summary. At the core of the transformative Gemba Kaizen philosophy lies the relentless pursuit of improvement, coupled with the principles of self-discipline and engaged management. This powerful approach empowers employees and managers alike to foster a culture of continuous growth and efficiency across all layers of the organization. By embracing straightforward, intuitive strategies rooted in the Kaizen philosophy, any company can refine its operations, drive innovation, and ultimately flourish in today's competitive landscape. Embodying these principles not only elevates productivity, but also nurtures an environment where excellence in execution becomes the norm, ensuring that businesses not only survive but thrive. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.